South Carolina's most honored radio station. News Talk 100.1 WRHI Rock Hill. W261CY Rock Hill. The voice of your county.
An OTS media station.
The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
Good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're here for Saturday morning from 8:30 to 9, live on WRHI AM 1340, FM 100.1, and worldwide on WRHI.com. It's a beautiful morning this morning.
Good morning,
and
Steve.
Yes, it's a brain Thursday.
How about that?
I sat there all
day
waiting for the cable at 8:30 at night.
Yeah. So we were in TUK, and it really came down up there, and we got back to Rock Hill. It barely rained, but later that night, we had more come.
So. But at 8:30 at my house, it came down.
Really?
And it stayed till about 5 in the morning.
Oh, wow. I only got an inch. My dad said he got like 2 inches of rain out toward Adna Church. So.
Well, we're close to the dad.
Yeah, maybe the way the storm comes through there. So,
well, Tommy was in Salem, and he said, if you want to get the weather map, it's coming towards you.
Yeah.
And I don't want to get the weather map because I believe them in the place.
Well, we got rain in South Carolina all week. Farm down below me got a bunch. That was earlier that Thursday, I think, and maybe even some Wednesday. But we got what we got. It wasn't as much as we could stand. But I think we're in a period now where I've told somebody, they said, you think it's going to rain today? I said, well, there's probably a chance of rain till the middle of September. So there's a good one.
I'd say middle of October.
Yeah. I hear two ladies laughing this morning.
Yep.
We both brought our supervisors with us today.
No,
guardians.
No.
But it's a good thing.
Mine's a good thing.
Mine brought me.
Yeah. Well, I brought mine. We're on the way for our vacation. We're going to head out as soon as the show's over. And
I told you you couldn't go.
I'll try to make it to the last segment, but I don't know. I may have to let you do that. Be like,
going to the beach.
Going up to the lower Outer Banks, so Beaufort, North Carolina, which is spelled just like Beaufort, South Carolina.
But it's pronounced
differently, yeah.
Oh, that's strange.
Part of Blackbeard's territory years and years ago.
The joy that is the Carolinas.
I grew up in Asheville, and right west of Asheville, the Sonnen Bridge. And it's spelled Lester. Lisa.
Huh.
One side of the sign is Lester, the other side is Leicester. And you be careful who you're talking to, because you get that wrong.
Well, the title of our show is called Kicking Off Summer, and Steve was like, what are we going to talk about for kicking off summer? So. People go on vacations, just make sure that you have somebody maybe cutting your grass or watering your plants. We've hired a young man, lives right beside us, who's going to be doing some things around our house and obviously playing with Teresa's three cats. That's a major thing he's going to be doing. So, and scooping the litter box for me, that's a treat. I get 7 days in a row, where the first thing I do in the morning is not emptying a litter box. That's pretty good.
Well, there's a way you get rid of cats.
No, we're not doing that. Not going there.
Some people like their cats.
I had 50 some of them one time.
Well, that's a lot there. So
that's why I have a dog.
You know, Steve, you would have appreciated our cats because we have cats. We have no moles. We have no rabbits. We have no squirrels. We have no snakes. Mm. Our cat Joan Jett keeps the property clean, and she is
probably one of the best cats we've ever had. I mean, and little time at the vet, no need for grooming. She's just a tuxedo short haired that is. She rules our part of the neighborhood. Let me just say, she makes a little rounds in the morning, and she's ushered snakes. We've seen her walk a 6-foot black snake back to the woods from somebody's yard before. So
they got that on video. She had a conversation with him first, yeah. And she was like, "You can die here, or you can move it along." And then she tapped him all the way down through the woods.
Cool.
But we do have, that is one thing people ask me sometime at the store, if you have moles. We have all this mole max and all kind of bait and all kind of stuff to put in there. That, does it work? Yeah, sometimes it doesn't. But outdoor cat will simply keep your yard clean from having a mole. So
we got a couple feral cats that run around out in the neighborhood, and I, put food out for them, but I guess with them, I haven't seen any moles lately, so.
No. Yeah.
They're pretty good.
And snakes do not go around places where there are cats.
Really?
They smell cats or whatever. They're just not for that at all.
And I'm not for snakes, so. Well, did you used to have a snake problem out there at the nursery? Not really.
We had 54 cats at one time.
Okay. Well, here you go. No,
there
snake.
You go.
There you snake go.
I remember that comment from like 2 minutes ago. Well, we have products at the store called Snake Away. It's basically sulfur you put down and stuff. But
how about Skunk Away?
Huh?
How about Skunk Away?
Skunk Away? I don't. You had a skunk at your house, didn't you?
I hadn't had one lately. Yeah. Because I did a cheap trick with Irish Spring soap and grated it around the deck, and I haven't seen a skunk around the deck.
There you go.
So, it actually works.
Yeah.
I read several articles that you put Irish Spring around it, keeps the mice, the skunks.
How about that?
Everything. Evidently it works because I hadn't seen a skunk.
Well, it's summertime for animals too. They're moving all over the place. We even saw, I was in a golf tournament yesterday at Waterford. It was in the morning, like 10 o'clock, a deer walked across the fairway. You hardly see, like, at 10 o'clock in the morning, In the evenings, you see them moving around. But
they're all over Waterford.
Yeah, they're moving. All kind of animals are moving around now, so.
I ain't been out there in 20 years.
Maybe they're going on vacation, too. Summer vacation.
Maybe.
And tomorrow, I guess, the next day is summer solstice, which is they say the longest day of the year. It's actually the longest daylight of the year.
All the days are the same length.
Yeah, they are. They're 24 hours. Got this riveting information from the Gardener's Bench.
That's tomorrow's right. Father's Day, so happy Father's
That's right.
Day, David.
Happy Father's Day, Wayne, and don't forget your fathers tomorrow. And we'll take a break and be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech. Now is the time to clean and service your heating and air unit. For $99, we'll make sure it's running safely and efficiently all year long.
No matter what the weather calls, AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures, and perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
We're back
to the Gardener's Bench.
Love it. Summertime is here. Well, summertime very quick. summer for children now. So since they've started to introduce this, yeah, year-round school, but intercessions and stuff, so they get breaks in October and February. So summer is basically 2 months, and then they'll be.
Are they then year-round school again?
Year-round? It's not technically year-round, but it's.
It is not.
They were supposed to do that 30 years ago. And
yeah.
I forgot the guy's name, but he left and it fell apart.
Yeah. We need kids to work. I need kids to help me load pine needles and stuff during the summer. It's good.
Carowinds needing the help.
Oh, yeah, rides. Man. Yeah. Everybody, I mean, so many kids used to have jobs at Carowinds, but the job market's kind of changed. There's older people doing those jobs now, it seems like, but there's still kids that are working. Teresa likes kids at work.
No comment.
Otherwise, there's no use for them at all.
Oh, gosh.
I work at a school that is learn to earn.
Oh, that's even better.
They learn something to do so that they can go out and earn money later on. And I can't tell you how much I am behind that. I think that that's.
She's a secretary at ATC, Applied Technology Center, so that's a very good school.
I would think these success stories of those that go out, all kidding aside, I would think these success stories of those students, those kids, that go out and do put it into practice, and then do they come back and, you know, share that experience with you?
They do. That. Not only that, sometimes they come out of our school with certifications. Like, they have... welding certification, they have cosmetology state certification, they can walk into the workplace already ahead of everybody in the workplace. And I mean, we have classes where they learn how to operate, you know, what are those things where you pick things up,
forklift.
Sure.
I can do that.
I don't even know
how. I can say the word and run one.
Yeah, half the things that they do, I have no concept of, and I'm so proud of everything that they do. But we have a whole agriculture program that David's active in, and I know that at times Steve has been very active in supporting the agriculture programs in our school.
Yeah.
They get a lot of money for it, so I guess Miss Sanford came to see us if she needed a dollar.
Well, I know in the past, they had like a printing press to teach them the printing process of papers or forms or labels or whatever.
Now it's full-blown digital arts. We have multiple digital arts teachers. We have drone teachers and, I mean, carpentry and HVAC. And quite frankly, our school is amazing, and I could drone on about it for ages. But the agriculture thing, as is to this show, is important to these kids. These kids they're doing not just agriculture, but veterinarian agriculture and all the things. I mean, they're growing stuff outside our school that is amazing. And we got our first greenhouse, a brand new greenhouse that should open this school year. So exciting. And what they're doing and the sales that they do for their stuff. Steve, you'd be so proud of them. You'd be so impressed. I would love to
go over there when they get it open.
I paid for the fixed original greenhouse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't go down. They had holes everywhere.
Well, the program kind of went down. I think agriculture is on a rise again. And South Carolina is one of the biggest states that sponsors the Future Farmers of America and kids in horticulture and stuff. Ooh, so there's still a lot of farming.
Yeah.
A lot of farming. I mean, it looks like in the city right around, you don't see anything, but there's a lot of little country roads around South Carolina, North Carolina, where there's still a lot of big-time farming going on.
Well, I'll give a shout-out to Tate Wessinger. He was in Future Farmers of America. He just graduated this year. And if you go to Applied Technology Center's Facebook page, he went on there and did a whole thank you to the school district and ATC and everything for getting him started in his life in agriculture. So
that is wonderful.
Yeah,
I mean, you never know what they're going to.
Yeah.
You don't know. You don't know until you get a chance to go do it in school.
It used to be prehistoric. The agriculture program, the horticulture programs, that's where kids went to get an A. They didn't want to do any work. And Miss Sanford came in and changed all that.
Yeah.
Agreed.
She snapped a whip, and these kids are like freaking out. Told they didn't have to do anything.
We got to work.
I have to sweat and get dirty.
What amazes me with the future farmers of America, even with all the schools, York, Rock Hill, whatever, the ladies, the young girls that are in program also, it amazes me. Mm. I mean, because they not only learn farming, but they learn what they can make from products. Like one girl that was in the program in York, she's making soap and stuff like that, you know, and she learned how to do this in the future farmers of America. So, agreed. I mean, you know, it's just amazing.
Yeah, we have chickens and goats out there a good bit. Yeah. This year with the building of the new greenhouse, we didn't get to have goats, and it was very sad. But before that, we had adorable little goats that walked around our – they came, the babies, we let them walk into our school. And I'm just saying, I got to play with baby goats, and it made my job really good.
She's good as Stacy's.
Yeah.
Well, I hear some music, so we're going to take another quick break, and we'll be right back with the Gardener's Bench.
I have-
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures, and perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
This is Benny Etter. Call me at 327-7100 and see for yourself why AirTech Heating and Air earned a 99% customer satisfaction rate.
No matter what the weather, all AirTech Heating and Air.
327-7100.
I'd rather listen to the music.
Yeah, I think we all got caught on that one. That's a good one.
Back to the Gardener's Bench since they turned the music down.
Yeah, we thank Stephen for being here today. Matt's, wrapping up his vacation.
He's in the middle of it.
In the middle still? Yeah. He left last week, didn't he?
No, he'll be going again next week.
That's right. He's going. But he's going somewhere different than that, right. I think. So.
So you'll be with us next week?
Maybe.
I'll be gone, and next week you get the bird lady, Lauren from Wild Birds Unlimited will be here. We appreciate her support over the years.
She and Ron to do the show.
Yeah, you won't have to. You can really just stay in the car.
I can show you how to run this, and you don't have to say a word. It's beautiful.
And
Steve, you can play whatever you want.
You don't want to learn that. Alan will be flying over here like crazy. Or Chris.
Bring a guitar, Coach.
Yeah.
I used to run the board with a time.
Yeah.
That was 3 or 4 boards ago.
Yes, back in the day.
Well, the boards have gotten smaller, it looks like, so that's good.
Smaller and more stuff on them. It's incredible.
That's back when we had real music.
I remember it.
Putting on records, turntables.
Yeah, you're laughing, but the original, ads I did. We did them on real tapes.
That hadn't been that long ago.
And then if they had the editing, they got out the grease pen and the splicing block and the razor blade and cut that little piece out of the, marked it and then cut it out and then spliced it together and like it never happened. Well, now, point and click.
First time I did get them in and get them growing, Alan taped it for the next 10 years we used to tape.
Yeah.
So they went to all this newfangled stuff. He said, we got to do it again. It took me forever to get it right. I spent hours working on that thing. And Alabama doesn't agree with halfway. He'll throw
you.
Right.
No, you go until you get it right. That's right.
Well, if you don't know Steve, if you're new to the show, he ran a nursery for 43 years, him and his family. And they started here years ago. Alan Miller came up with the phrase,
me and
get them
brother,
in and get them growing.
The family didn't have a lot to do with his being Tommy.
Yeah.
He put the first
Tommy 50, liked to do the work. He didn't want to be in the front like Steve.
He put the first 50 plants to the ground because we had $50. He got them for $1 a piece, and the first 50 plants were red tips.
How about, well, that was a good time for red tips back then.
Back in the 80s, we sold hundreds of them.
You can't give one away now. Are they even around anymore?
Yeah, they're in Florida.
I thought they were making a comeback.
Are they? Well,
they are. I've seen a lot of them.
About every 40 years, 50 years, things do come back.
No,
more. I all of a sudden want red tips. Why don't I have them?
Bleh.
Well, they had a fungus or something.
Yeah, they had a fungus.
Never mind.
Yeah. People planted them all over the place. It's like Bradford pear trees, kind of, and they just went every. They got a bad fungus, fungal thing going on, and. So that was the end of the red tip.
They had a fungal thing from the beginning.
No, did they?
It's just people who abuse them so bad.
Yeah.
Planting them and cut them off 4 feet when they get 24 feet tall causes stress. That caused the fungus to get worse.
Oh, okay.
And then it got to the point, even the hawthorns were the ones.
Oh, really?
We had hundreds of get killed. We had a real cold winter. They're in distress because of the fungus and the cold winter got them and the hickory's habit and all that. That's lost 200.
Yeah. I used to like the Indian hawthorn. That was a good plant.
I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you might not be able to answer, but I'm going to ask anyway.
All right, do it.
My beautiful yellow peony is not so beautiful this year.
Hmm.
My leaves have got little brown spots that has black edges on it, and it never did get a bloom. So I don't know if I got a fungus, I got a bug, or what. Tommy's is doing the same thing.
Yeah.
So.
What do you think, Steve?
Sure, listen to me.
Is it a fungus?
If it was
a bug, you would probably be eating different parts
of it.
Some
of the edges of the leaves are.
It is a fungus.
Yeah, a fungus among us.
Why did put on the Tommy's research?
Mm-hmm.
You don't just look at that fungus, put this on it. That doesn't work that way anymore.
Yeah.
It did in the old days without that.
We sell a couple things. Obviously, we sell neem oil, which is safe for a lot of things. And sometimes if the fungus is bad, it takes a long time for neem oil to work because it's organic type thing. But
well, that's just an expensive plant that I don't want to see go bad and die.
Well, be careful about watering the plant and only water the dirt underneath it.
Well, I got the water hose at the bottom,
well,
so when I cut
it
down.
I got nothing.
Yeah. That's good.
I'm just
Trish has been on me about that so far, my plants. I have messed up my garden doing that, but, you know, I talk about insects. I had the little worm that bores into your zucchini and all that stuff. It done knocked out two of my zucchini plants. Uh-huh. I mean, it was like overnight you could just see it start wilting like it's almost dry or something, but.
You got to work hard to kill zucchini.
Yeah, well, he did it. And these things were 4 foot, 5 foot around, beautiful plant that thing got in there. And it's.
I wish you could see my tomato plants that I got from ATC.
Oh, really?
Them things are huge. I mean, they're probably 3-4 foot tall. And I got my first tomato off my German Johnson this week.
Oh, yeah. My.
Yay. And I mean, that sucker
it
was.
It is
shaked over. I can cut that off, but still. And there's a lot of little other tomatoes on there. So
we're starting to get tomatoes on ours now. We did them later than you. And two places we got them don't get as much sun, but they will last a long time there. We did good with them here. So they're starting to bloom and got little tomatoes like this on there.
Well, my tomato plants were put. They get a lot of the morning sun.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they do get.
They've been there before.
These get afternoon where we're at, so I'm hoping that's going to help. But
they've never had tomato plants
in that area. Nah. Yeah. That's good. Well, that's a good. I hate to leave for this whole week because I got my garden is like putting forth squash and cucumbers and zucchini.
Harvest is when you go on vacation, it's time to harvest.
What's interesting, my strawberries are blooming again.
Really? Really?
Yeah, and they're putting forth fruit like for the second time. Now they didn't like that 3 or 4 days we had of 95. They didn't like that at all, but they'll keep on blooming.
Yeah, all summer.
They're awesome.
Huh. Okay, it's that time again. We'll be right back to finish up this edition of the Garden Bitch.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us. CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's that time of year when hummingbirds start to appear in your backyard. Did you know that hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards, sideways, and even upside down? So swing by Wild Birds Unlimited for a new feeder so you're ready to host these fascinating creatures, and perhaps you'll witness a few tricks yourself. Plus, check out our selection of premium bird seed to attract even more feathery friends to your backyard. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
If your heating and air conditioning system is over 10 years old, why not invest in a new modern unit and immediately save up to 40% on your energy costs?
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Lovely day. We're back to the gardener's bench here. And yeah, it is a lovely day. Can't wipe the smile off my face. I'm getting ready to get in the car with my wife and drive to the coast of North Carolina.
It's what, 8 hours?
Bye.
No, it's actually 5.5 where we're going.
Which way are you going?
Yeah.
Well, I lived in Wilmington. We moved to Asheville. That was 9.5 hours.
We're going toward Wilmington, and we're going to cut up through the country to get to where we're going. So
just go down 17.
You can't go 17. That's just a long winding road.
God, here we go.
Go down by the old. Go down by the old church and take a right.
I just remember coming home from the beach one year with a hurricane. It took us almost 8 hours to get home.
Yeah, that was not good.
My.
So there's no hurry.
Somebody had the bright idea to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and pack up the car and come home.
They were closed at Myrtle Beach at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
I was not gonna sit there.
I'm gonna go. That's a bright idea. Yeah,
might be
a good idea, sir.
Trouble is, we ended up first in a long line of traffic. And we were doing 35 miles an hour.
Yeah.
And everybody would pass me.
And you couldn't see your hand in front of your face.
It was poor.
Well, there's no storms out there right now, so that's good. So I'll get my weekend, and then we'll
I
come back.
I drums them up just for you.
We actually did that rain we got. We came from that first tropical depression, so yeah. That was, which I wasn't expecting. It looked like it was going in the Gulf and going up to Texas, but it blew over here, so we got some rain off of it. So
Atlanta got hit pretty hard with that storm. The way my cousin, she was saying they had all kind of tornado watches and warnings out.
They had 12 days of rain.
Wow.
Was it Gwen? G-U-I-N?
No, it was an A. This one started at the first of the alphabet.
It was what?
Arthur.
Oh. All right, Steve. Will you take care of the show next week with Laura, and then I'll be back week after that.
Yeah, we'll have Wild Bird Unlimited.
Yep.
Miss Lauren and Rhonda run the show, and I'll be here to supervise.
Yep. Alright.
I'm a good supervisor.
Well, have a safe trip.
Alright, thank you.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.